And welcome to the Ted Brewer Show. This is Ted Brewer with my co-host, Austin Brewer, my son in this endeavor to try to tell the folks of the planet what's really going on around the world and what's happening in the United States. And first thing I want to cover tonight, I want to talk a little bit about the election on Super Tuesday yesterday. Trump did a good sweep. I thought he did a good job. I personally believe, and I believe we've documented that through the show from yesterday on WLBJ, that people were putting down votes for Trump in Texas that were being changed to Rubio. I don't believe for one second that Ted Cruz won by the margins they said he did in Texas or in Oklahoma. But the sad part about this is, and guys, you need to listen to me for a second, evangelical Christians are really out there supporting Ted Cruz. This man is a weasel. Okay, his wife is a Goldman Sachs flunky. She's been endorsed by Goldman Sachs. She's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. You know, this guy basically lied about his income as far as the loans and the other paperwork that he took out with Goldman Sachs. He lied about Ben Carson. He unbelievable. This guy is just so bad. And the Christians really believe that he's a Christian. I don't believe it for a second that he's a Christian. He's about as big a Christian as George Bush was attending the Bohemian Grove rituals. I mean, this whole thing's the biggest mess I've ever seen. Trump should have at least tied or at least gotten close to him. In the polls, Trump was even with Cruz in Texas, and all of a sudden, Cruz sweeps Texas. Don't buy it for a second. Guys, they're doing everything they possibly can to keep this thing from Donald Trump from getting the majority he needs on the first delegate count at the national convention. That's what they're doing. And sadly, there's really nobody else on the ticket. We know the bubble boy Rubio, he's done. It's over with him. So now we've got Cruz and we've got Trump. Unless they bring Mitt Romney in as a third party, as a Trojan horse in the delegations, you know, which they can do with their GOP party when they have the delegates. But let's start on a scripture verse where I get all hacked off about this any further. Proverbs 18, verses 2. A fool finds no pleasure in understanding, but delights in airing his own opinions. And I've seen this so many times, Austin, and so have you. People come out and they run their mouth, and they have no idea what they're talking about. They don't bother to do any research or get the facts. I watched the show last night. It was on CNBC or CNN, one of the communist news networks or the Clinton news networks. And the lady comes on and says, after Donald Trump spoke last night and he was, you know, talking to everybody, he actually congratulated Ted Cruz, which I guess he's being presidential by doing that. He ends up saying, he says all this great stuff. Everything he says is true. Every single word is true. And they come on and they say, nothing he says is true, but he takes authority. He acts like he knows what he's doing. That is a blatant lie from the liberal left, from the globalists who have brainwashed and have taken over the media. The Rothschild banking cartel, through their interlocking corporate directorships, control 95% of the media globally. They can say what they want to say, do what they want to say. That includes Fox, CBS, NBC, CNN, all of it. It's all a global show to try to brainwash you. The only reason they allow shows like mine on the air or GCN on the air with all the different shows they have, including Joyce with the Power Hour with Alex or everybody else, is they don't take us seriously. It gives the negative pole or the positive pole to the battery so they can keep charging back and forth and throwing things back and forth at us. Now, the craziest thing about this is this. Only about 3 or 4% of the population is really, really, really awake. But it's getting more and more and more. There's a groundswell of reality that's now taking over the United States, in which we all have begun to realize, especially all of us over the age of 50, that if we do not do something, if we do not stand in the aggregate together as a group, as a unified group, that they're going to take us over. And there will no longer be a United States of America. And so, friends, listen to me. Listen to me, please. I ask you from the bottom of my heart. I will beg you if you would like me to do. Please stand as a unified group. Am I thinking that Trump's perfect? Absolutely not. But I know one thing. He's got these guys running scared. The Council on Foreign Relations has already put a full-blown announcement out that they're going to go after him. They're going to take this guy out. They've already decided they want Hillary Clinton to be president. Okay, Ronald Reagan, when he was shot, George Bush took basically control of the White House for the 8 years that Ronald Reagan was in. and the 4 years of Bush, that's 12. The 8 more years with Clinton, that's 20. The another 8 years with Barack Obama, that's 28. And now they've been running everything with Barack Obama for 8 more years. It's 36 years this has been going on. This is like a nightmare that this is actually happening. And if we get another 8 years of Clinton, are you kidding me? It'll be unbelievable. She'll be in 2025. And so what we have to understand is that my math was off a little bit. Don't fuss at me about that. But listen to me. We can't allow Hillary Clinton to become president of the United States. She belongs in jail for what she did with the laws of the Senate, giving out all the state secrets. She does not need to be running the Oval Office and basically running executive fiat by doing executive orders. So that's my take on last night. Donald Trump should have at least been equal with the polls. And this is what they're going to do. You watch. The polls are the polls. When all the polls are showing that Trump or Cruz are neck and neck in Texas or neck and neck in Oklahoma, there's a reason they're showing that. Trump is bringing more voters in than anybody ever has. We're having a massive swelling of GOP ranks to support Donald Trump. And yet, here we are sitting here, and they're not even paying any attention to what he's trying to do. It's a groundswell movement, like it was in the 60s, when we got rid of Richard Nixon, we got rid of Lyndon Baines Johnson, and we got rid of all of these guys. And then what happened is the globalists threw that stupid Jimmy Carter in our face, who from an intellectual standpoint was probably the smartest president we've ever had. He was a physicist, a PhD in physics, for heaven's sakes. But the guy was so stupid from a common sense standpoint, he couldn't get out of the water in the rain. Then they brought us Ronald Reagan, who would have been phenomenal if they hadn't shot him. John F. Kennedy was the last president, and they assassinated him. So Donald Trump, please, 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 double your security, double everything, because these guys are playing for blood. Any comments, Oz?
Well, yeah, you're completely accurate about that, because it's interesting. I think the more people are starting to wake up and realize it, because the mainstream media is gunning for Trump on every single thing that happens. I mean, that stupid incident a couple days ago where David Duke endorsed Donald Trump, and all of a sudden it was like they come up all this racist stuff now against Trump. Every time something happens, any type of information that they can twist, manipulate, and bend into their style of propaganda that they want to try and force feed everybody, they do. You saw that video yesterday that they had on NBC, and basically this reporter was just slamming him about how he has all this racial stuff at his campaigns, and they said, we're going to take a clip now to one of his supporters at one of his campaigns, and it's this really nice guy who's black, and he starts talking about how the media keeps race baiting right. Everything, and we need to stop this racial crap, that we all need to unite as America as one, like I talked about yesterday in detail after that Facebook incident. And what people have to understand is there's a reason why the mainstream media is pushing so hard to try and eliminate Trump. They know he says what he means. When he wants to do something, he gets it done. He's brought up way too many valid arguments, way too many hot topics for the globalists to deal with. You know, he keeps bringing them up repeatedly, and every time he brings them up, he actually gets support behind him. And that's what's scaring these guys more than anything, is that Trump's actually getting support for this stuff that he's talking about, and his movement's growing like you were just talking about. So we have to make sure we keep an eye on as far as the voter manipulation. Make sure, I mean, to do the best you can, keep an eye out on it. There's not a whole lot you can do about it. But yes, I mean, there's definitely a reason why the mainstream media is gunning for him at every single word he says. Even when he talks about accurate information, they still just blatantly, now they're not even taking stuff that he says, now they're just flat out lying and falsifying information and trying to argue with him in rebuttal on stuff that he's even accurate on, and they know he's accurate on, just so they can try and stir up confusion among his voters. But I think a lot of people now are seeing right through the facade and realizing, hey, he's the only one that's not on the globalist pay. He's the only one that's not doing all this stuff behind the scenes, contributing to all this nonsense that we continue to see happen.
That's right. Here's another article from Yahoo Finance. Ted Cruz interview turns testy after Fox News Chris Wallace asked about allegations of dirty tricks. This is interesting. He got really upset on an interview with Fox News Chris Wallace. And towards the end of the exchange, Wallace brought up a list of dirty trick allegations against the Cruz campaign. Quote, do you take personal responsibility for this series of incidents, and what does it say about the culture of your campaign you're running? Wallace asked on Fox News Sunday. Among the things Wallace asked Cruz campaign was that suggesting that Ben Carson was about to drop out of the race during an Iowa caucus, and Cruz spokesman sharing this news article that incorrectly quoted you, Marco Rubio, commenting on about the Bible. But Cruz dismissed the premise of the question. Chris, every accusation you raise there is incorrect. That's a lie, by the way. I appreciate you reading the Donald Trump attack file on that, the senator told Wallace. Wallace then interjected as Cruz repeatedly said, Chris, please don't interrupt me. The two continued to talk over one another. Oh, come on, Wallace said. You personally apologized to Ben Carson on a debate stage. You fired your communications director. Don't say that this is an opposing file on your part, he added. Chris, please don't interrupt me, Cruz said for the fourth time. Well, I mean, please don't accuse me of something I didn't do, Wallace replied. Go ahead, Chris. Let me know when I'm allowed to answer, Cruz said. Well, don't accuse me of something I don't do, Wallace reiterated. This went on and on and on. This man is an idiot, okay? I can't stand him. I can't stand listening to him talk. I can't stand looking at him. He straight tried to screw Ben Carson. He said Ben Carson had dropped out of the race, started robo-signing to the point that Cruz apologizes on stage for what he did, and now he's saying it never happened, like the people in the United States are a bunch of blithering idiots. And I'm sorry I'm upset, but this guy's got me really torqued off. Not only this thing with the Goldman Sachs, he's a stooge for Goldman Sachs, who's the Federal Reserve Bank. That's all he is. Anyhow, here's an article by Dave Hodges. The Council of Foreign Relations declares war on Donald Trump, says his days are numbered. Well, I don't believe that. I believe they have, but I don't believe his days are numbered. I personally believe we can stop all of this stuff, and the CFR doesn't have that kind of authority, even though they have determined a lot of Washington politics for a long, long time. Another article. Pediatrician Association admits the HPV vaccine causes ovarian failure. Okay, I reported partially on that a few weeks ago. Now it's come out mainstream. I'm going to repeat it. Pediatricians announce and admit that the HPV vaccine causes ovarian failure. The HPV vaccine is heavily pushed to both teen girls and boys, even though countries such as Japan won't formally have stated they don't want to support it. The United States continues to massively push this vaccine despite all the pushback worldwide. The HPV money grab by pharmaceutical companies is blatant and unchecked. Well, how things got a whole lot worse. The American College of Pediatricians has announced that HPV vaccine is associated with ovarian cancer. And that shows we review the document. I mean, it also causes severe condition of premature ovarian failure, also known as premature menopause. Are you listening? It causes premature menopause in 20-year-old girls, in teenage girls. This thing was put on the globalist agenda in order to stop the reproduction cycle. Now listen to me for a second, friends. The only reason the United States right now is even having any positive growth in its population is because of the illegal immigration coming out of South America. Otherwise, well, here, let me put it this way. Because of Planned Parenthood killing a bunch of babies and all the white people not wanting to have any babies, we have a situation in which the United States is in a negative population growth balance, which means that within a few years, we'll be taken over by the Hispanic minorities, which I'm actually okay with that versus the Muslim minorities, because at least they're most of them are Catholic. But here's the thing, guys. This is all about getting rid of white people. White people is what they're after. And see, there's only about 5% of the population on the planet is still white. They're doing everything they possibly can to get rid of white people. Austin said it so succinctly yesterday. He said all this stuff about Black Lives Matter. He said all lives matter. All lives matter. So people say, well, you're talking about being a white person. Well, my parents are from northern Germany. It's my heritage. I'm proud of my heritage. If my parents were from Africa, I would be proud of my black heritage if I was black from Africa. If I was Hispanic, I'd be proud if I was Hispanic. If I was from China or India or Japan, I'd be proud of from those countries. If I was Russian, I'd be proud I was from that. There's absolutely no reason not to take pride in your heritage and in your DNA and the culture that your body and your spirit and your DNA came from. See, guys, this whole thing of political correctness nauseates me. It nauseates me. You know, you can't say you're proud that you're white, but you can say you're proud that you're black. If you say Black Lives Matter and you say, do you think Black Lives Matter? You think, well, all lives matter. You may get beat up like that a Marine Corps guy did out of Fallujah, who had fought in Fallujah a few weeks ago. Got beat half to death out in the parking lot because he ignored all these guys. These are a bunch of thugs running around. We have the worst race relations in the United States until back in the 60s because of this Barry Sorto in the White House. Austin, you got any comments on that?
No, you definitely. I mean, we talked about it yesterday in detail, and that's and what's happened is more and more now the political correctness has gotten so out of control, and it's being pushed so heavily now in the media, and it's primarily, like you said, it's pushed because it wants to shut everything down. They don't want people to be able to speak their mind. They don't want people to be honest. They don't want anybody to be able to tell the truth. They want everything to be muzzled. This is an interesting article I found here, completely different topic. Just shows you, though, the level of how they're trying to push in the media of how bad, you know, ammunition and stuff is. This is interesting. Fire officials in San Antonio, Texas, evacuated over a half dozen homes in an entire neighborhood and dispatched the police department's bomb squad over the weekend after a box of ammo was discovered in the home. San Antonio Fire Department captain said that a family member located a sealed box of about 75 rounds of ammunition in the house. He said the rounds are 40 caliber and about 40 years old based on the date written on the box. Now, first off, I got to stop that whole thing. That right there showed me this entire thing is just more rhetoric to try and scare people about ammunition and guns. 40 caliber ammunition, if this guy knows his ammunition and he read it correctly, was not even manufactured until 1991 by Smith & Wesson per the FBI's request to have a larger cartridge, more than a 38 special and smaller than a 10 millimeter. The ammo, the oldest this ammo could be was 26 years old. If it was manufactured the first year it was brought in production. So right there that already tells me this whole thing's just nonsense and it's a giant stunt to bring in a bomb squad because they found a box of 75 rounds of ammo. He goes on to tell NBC the ammo posed a great danger. There was rust on it and it had been exposed to some weather outside. We definitely want to make sure it's disposed of as quickly as possible and make sure nobody gets a hold of those 75 rounds. Again, like I said, first off, ammo doesn't just blow up by itself. I've seen ammo that's been all the way rusted through and it doesn't even detonate. It's very, very difficult to make ammunition do that. This, again, is to try and scare the public into thinking firearms and ammunition or this crazy danger and that they might implode and explode for no reason at all. Hence why they shut down an entire neighborhood and evacuate them and bring in the bomb squad for 75 rounds of pistol ammunition that's no more than 26 years old. I just thought that was a funny piece I wanted to touch on.
You know, Austin, it's, again, the average person. I mean, I've had people come to the house before and, you know, salespeople or, you know, or people that are soliciting that I know, or people that are coming to repair an appliance, and my Kimber or my 45 or my Glock will be laying on the countertop, and I've watched them visibly turn white and pale and start shaking and say, can you please move that gun? And I'm like, why? It's dangerous. Why is it dangerous? Well, it's there. It could shoot me. And I'm like, it won't shoot you. It can't shoot anybody. It's an inanimate object. It's that you're being irrational. I've never seen a gun. I've never been in the presence of a gun. Will you please just put it somewhere else? Austin, I've had that happen multiple
times. I know.
You know I'm telling the truth. I've had that multiple times. I had a car dealer one time deliver a vehicle to me that I'd bought, a pickup truck, and the guy came inside and saw the gun, and this guy just starts shaking. Oh, the gun! I'm like, oh, God, are you kidding me? This is Polk County. I bought a pickup truck. You got to think that I got a gun somewhere. I mean, are you joking me? And so that's the craziest thing I've ever seen, but you're absolutely right, is to try to scare the general population into believing, oh my God, it's a box of explosives. Here's the thing. Once that primer gets wet or that primer corrodes, it doesn't fire anyhow, even if you drop it. The only thing you can do to make it discharge, and you probably can do this if it's not soaking wet, and then it would probably dry if you threw it in a fireplace. If you threw it in a fireplace with hot coals, it would probably fire, as old as it is. But they're not talking about that. They're talking about walking in a house and sending a bomb squad in because they find a box of ammo. Unbelievably stupid. I mean, unbelievably. Here's another story. You know, we tell you guys when you take vitamin D, 3, D as in dog, 3, number one, it needs to be from a lanolin base. It needs to be from sheep's wool to make sure it's a natural type of vitamin D3. But we also tell you to make sure you put vitamin K2 with it, D3, K2. And the reason for that is the vitamin K prevents the vitamin D from causing arterial calcification or joint calcification from the absorption of too much calcium from the vitamin D. So vitamin K has to be with D3. It's super important, especially if you're older, over the age of 40, when you could already be getting some atherosclerotic plaquing. But I want to share with this article, it says vitamin K also improves glucose metabolism and insulin sensitivity. The average intake of vitamin K in the United States is far less than the recommended intakes. A review of scientific literature is highlighting benefits of vitamin K to help reduce the risk of diabetes by improving insulin sensitivity and glucose metabolism. Most people don't know this. What is vitamin K? If you've read about vitamins A, B, C, D, and E, you might feel like you've missed a few vitamins as we jump over to vitamin K. It's important to know that vitamin K makes a variety of unique contributions to our health, and our knowledge about these contributions has been expanding in new and unexpected ways. There are three basic types of vitamin K. The common ones are K1, K2, and K3. K1 is required for green plants to conduct a process of photosynthesis. Piliquinone, also known as phytoquinone, vitamin K1, is found in green leafy vegetables such as lettuce, broccoli, etc. Then you have vitamin K2, which makes about 10% of the Western K diet, and it is synthesized by our gut microflora. The K2 form of vitamin K is made from K1 and K3 bacteria and other organisms. It can also be made by the human body through the conversion of a process involving K1 and K3. That's why I tell you K2 is the most important one. In plant foods, you won't find much vitamin K2, unless these plants have been fermented or otherwise transformed by bacteria or microorganisms. And now what they're finding is it can help prevent diabetes, it helps prevent sugar metabolism, it helps them control sugar metabolism, and it helps them prevent arterial calcification. So, guys, you make sure your D3 is combined with K2. Very, very, very important. That way you're not going to have to worry too much about getting too much vitamin D3 if you don't get blood tested on a regular basis. If you'd like to get this from us at Health Masters, thank you for your support. Healthmasters.com, 1-800-726-1834, 1-800-726-1834, or healthmasters.com if you are ordering online. Here's another article. This is from John McAfee. Unlocking the iPhone is trivial, and the FBI is deceiving the public to spy on them. Exactly what I told you guys the other day,
yep,
that Apple was using this to market their products because they're not going to let anybody break into their phones. Here's the thing. It's not that hard to break into this with one of these hackers. They can do this. I told you they already had the guys on staff to do it. This is all obfuscation to put one of these iPhone trackers on everybody. And don't get me wrong. I like the iPhone. They're very convenient to use. So are the iPads. But they're tracking devices. You can't even take the batteries out of them. Okay? I want you guys to know that. You can't shut them down completely. They're always on. They can be switched on remotely. So that's what this is all about. It's another big marketing push for Apple. They knew this, and now they're basically saying, and Apple won the court case that they will not have to open this iPhone from this guy who is supposedly one of the terrorists or one of the friends of one of the terrorists. Total and complete obfuscation of the truth. What do you think, Oz?
Yeah, there was definitely a lot about it. I remember when that first happened, I thought it was pretty decent that Apple wasn't going to do that. But then on the other hand, too, you think about it, Apple's a, you know, multi-billion-dollar-a-year company. Any publicity is generally good publicity as long as, you know, it involves something with marketing their product. So I had a feeling that that may have been on the back end. This is pretty cool. Now, Switzerland votes on Sunday whether or not foreign citizens who commit two minor offenses in the space of 10 years will be automatically deported. There's already a massive push for this in Switzerland. So far, they said 46% of the population is voting in favor of this, and they haven't even done final polling, which is on Sunday. The referendum asked whether any foreign national found guilty of two lower-level infractions, which is traffic violations, fighting, money laundering, false testimony, indecent exposure, any minor charge. I mean, it can be just about anything within a 10-year period will be automatically expelled from the country permanently. The vote comes at a time now when many European countries are hardening their attitudes to migrants after more than a million arrived on the continent last year. A quarter of the people living in Switzerland have foreign passports, majority of them, though, from European countries. But as it seems, I don't know if this will go through or not, but Switzerland is pretty much already to the point now. And quite frankly, if you think about it from a lot of people are going to go, oh, no, that's racist. That's always the word now everybody likes. That's racist. Switzerland can't do that. That's racist. Well, first off, it's their country. They can do whatever they want. But quite frankly, if you think about it from our standpoint, if we started doing that in the United States, if, you know, people that came here that were foreign nationals got caught making two or three minor crimes, including, you know, theft, burglary, you know, rape, less than a minor crime, they were automatically deported. It would massively stop the crime, especially as far as with the foreign nationals that were in this country, including the Muslims as well. So I don't really have an issue with Switzerland doing that, considering it's their own country. I think they're tired of having all these yak-yaks coming in there and starting fights, at what it sounds like to me, and, you know, molesting women and not having any charges put on them, essentially.
Well, you know, it's funny because I've been through Switzerland multiple times. I rented a car a couple years ago when I went to Europe, and it was the craziest thing I've ever experienced. I had my speedometer set, like, the speed limit was like 60 miles an hour all through Switzerland. It's ridiculous. And there's no cops. There's just cameras everywhere. And so I'm driving around thinking no big deal. I'm following a couple other cars. I'm doing like 63 miles an hour. And I get home, and bing, I get a ticket, $100. I'm like, what the heck, $100 for 3 miles an hour over the speed limit? Are they joking? $100. If you know, they sent me a little letter. If you do not pay this fine immediately, you will not be allowed back into Switzerland. If you come into Switzerland, you'll be arrested. You'll be detained, blah, 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 until you pay the fine. And I'm like, whatever. So I sent them $100. 3 days later, got another sign, another ticket. This went on for 10 tickets. 10 tickets. Austin, you remember this. 10 tickets. $1,000 in fines, okay, for doing 2 and 3 miles an hour over the speed limit as a foreigner, okay, because I'm in a rental car. Now, the rental car, you don't have a choice. When you're in a rental car, you're in Switzerland, you're going to pay the ticket. That's just the way it works. And if you don't, they'll take your credit card, and they'll basically charge your credit card through the rental car company. And, I mean, it's the craziest thing I've ever seen. Same thing happened to me. Remember, I went over and I reported on the migrant crisis in Hungary. I'm driving down the highway. I don't know what's a toll road. I can't read Hungarian. I'm driving down. There's no toll places to stop. It doesn't say toll road anywhere. It doesn't say anything. I get home. I get two tickets. One, $135 going there one day, $135 coming back the next day for not paying tolls. And I call back the rental car company. They automatically put it on my credit card. And I call them up and I said, what's wrong with you people? And they said, well, it's not your problem, our problem. This is Hungarian government. This is a big scam they run to get more revenue. Of course it wasn't a toll road. We don't care. This is what they're billing it. If you'd like to go ahead and contact the Hungarian government and try to get a refund, have at it. We'll be happy to tell you that, you know, the right with people to contact. So when you get over there in Europe, it's different. And they start, especially when you have rental cars. So guys, listen to me. You know, when Switzerland says something like this, there's something else going on. They're trying to cover themselves to be politically correct as far as getting people out of their country they don't want in their country, Austin.
Yep.
And so they can do it this way by saying, oh, this guy has multiple infractions. He's got to go, got to go, got to go. That's what they're doing. Okay? So all they're trying to do is throw a bunch of Muslims and people they don't want out of their country who become Swiss nationals or living there, you know, on a green card, whatever they want to call the equivalent of, and they want to have the ability to do that. And I guarantee if Switzerland passes that law, they'll do it. They'll throw everybody out. And so it's an interesting country, and they're anti-Muslim infiltration, anti-mosque building. They don't want to lose their culture. And the Swiss, you know, guys, they've got their own currency, and they've got their own central bank and stuff. But I tell you what, those boys have got a lot of gold over there, and they've got that currency backed by a lot of stuff. What's your next story, Oz?
And a lot of civilian-owned machine guns as well.
Oh, yeah. All have machine guns in their homes. That's right.
Yeah, well, we knew there was something going on with Zika before. You know, we had already gone into this detail. If you guys listened to some of the other shows, what was going on with that, we knew that India had also, I think it was India, they already signed for a patent, applied for a patent 9 months ago. That actually was in December when we reported on that, so it was like 11 months ago now. Now, this is interesting. Now, President Obama has proposed to Congress that a total of $8.1 billion be dedicated now to fighting Zika. He says a large portion of these funds need to be used for preparation, research, vaccines, and containment of Zika on American territory. And another $340 million will be directed towards the U.S. Agency for International Development. I don't even know what they do with anything. Agency for International Development, I don't even know what they do. I don't know why they're getting $340 million. And the rest of it, and on top of that, we're going to send Puerto Rico another $250 million every year also to increase their Medicaid funds. So, again, the whole Zika thing, there's so many other areas to it. Now we know, on top of they already knew in India that they had this going on, they applied for a patent for it last year. Now we see that Obama is petitioning Congress, which I'm sure he'll get, almost $2 billion to fight Zika, which I'm sure is just going to go to a bunch of different slush funds or a bunch of different people that need to be paid off for certain things, which is what they like to do with a lot of this money, if you guys didn't know that. So I just thought it was interesting now that that's where it's headed.
Well, absolutely. Zika is called by the DPT shot, the diphtheria and tetanus shot, and it's basically caused by the glyphosate. It's caused by the different stuff they're putting, the anti-larva stuff they're putting into the water supply for the insects, is caused by all of the poisons they're spraying everywhere down there. And now Brazil's planning on banning glyphosate, by the way. I'm going to read you that story in just a minute. Let me get to that in a second. World War III. Fighters from Turkey are pouring into Syria and attacking targets despite the ceasefire with Russia. Economic Collapse blog. The ceasefire in Syria is a joke, according to this author. Turkish military units continue to mass along the border, and militants are pouring across the border to attack targets in northern Syria. The prime minister of Turkey is now openly admitting that his government is supporting the militants that are trying to overthrow the Syrian government. Duh. I told you that on the show back last summer. And the Turkish government has also made it abundantly clear that they have no plans to stop shelling the Kurds on the other side of the border. So despite the ceasefire, the truth is that the threat of World War III is still there, though I don't believe nuclear weapons will be used. So, I mean, it's just here's another article from this is from a leaked report reveals Austria expects to become a huge asylum waiting zone. Oh, yeah, whatever, Austria. They're going to live there with you guys, too, with 500,000 migrants this year waiting to get into Germany. Breitbart, an explosive leaked document from the Austrian intelligence agency, has revealed they expect a repeat of 2015, resulting in Austria becoming a huge asylum waiting zone with up to 500,000 migrants stuck in transit. Austria took in 68,000 refugees last year. However, according to documents from the country's military intelligence officer, seen by Koran Zeitung, up to 500,000 migrants could end up in Austria by the summer of 2016. This would mean that 1 in 17 people in a nation of just 8.5 million would be recently arrived migrants. Unbelievable. This buildup, the document explains, would be due to an ever-increasing number of arrivals and changes in the border policies along the Balkans route. I mean, guys, this is the end of Europe. George Soros is funding this through the Rothschild banking cartel who funded him. Never forget where he got his money from. And all of these guys are working together for the complete and total destruction of Europe. This is their goal. This is their dream. This is their fantasy. They don't want to have anybody in Europe that's a nationalist. See, that's what Donald Trump's got everybody so scared. If you guys watched Trump talk last night, Austin, I don't know if you saw it or not, he sat there. He had like six American flags behind him. Amazing. Amazing. He was so presidential, so polished, so good. One of the stupid reporters asks him a question, didn't like his answer, and he gave her a good answer. Asked him another question, almost the exact same answer, and he looked at her and he goes, I've already answered that question. I gave you a good answer. I'm done talking about this. And that was one after another. It was great. I loved it. And I thought to myself, wow, Trump is really starting to figure it out, and he's not playing the game with these stupid people anymore. It's like he wouldn't play the game with Megyn Kelly. See, what they're trying to do, and I talked about it yesterday on the show so much, they're trying to set him up and make him think that they can do whatever they want to do with him on the air. And he's learned, like Ross Perot has learned, like I learned a long time ago, when you do taped interviews, you better know who's doing the taping, because they can make you sound as good or as bad as they want to by simply editing the tape and making you say things that you never even said or never even applied. I've had it happen to me personally. Trump's had it happen to him now. Perot had it happen to him. I'll tell you what, guys. This is a real mess, and if people don't understand, this is who these people are, and this is what they do. I want to read you this real quick. I want to read you this. This is from this book I told you guys to get offline. I printed it, Billions for the Dankers, Bankers and Debts for the People. Here he's talking about the banking community, the Rothschild community. Now listen to me. Please listen to me. You can get this book online for free, Billions for the Bankers, Debts for the People by Shelton Emery. And he says on this page, he goes, and there's more. The profits from these massive debts have been used to erect and complete an almost hidden economic colossus over our nation. They keep telling us they're trying to, that they're doing this, they're trying, they keep telling us they are trying to do us good, when in truth they work to bring harm and injury to our people. These would-be despots know it is easier to control and rob an ill, poorly educated and confused people than it is a healthy and intelligent population. So they deliberately prevent real cures for diseases. They degrade our educational systems. They stir up social and racial unrest. For the same reason, they favor drug use, alcohol, sexual promiscuity, abortion, pornography, and crime. Everything which debilitates the minds and the bodies of the people is secretly encouraged, as it makes these people less able to oppose them or to even understand what is being done to them. Family, morals, love of country, the Christian religion, all that is honorable is being swept away while they try to build their new subservient man. Our new rulers are trying to change our whole racial, social, religious, and political order. They will not change the debt money economic system by which they rob and rule. Our people become tenants and debt slaves to the bankers and their agents in the lands that our fathers have conquered. It is conquest to the most gigantic fraud and swindle in the history of mankind, and you remind me, and we remind you again, the key to their wealth and power over us is their ability to create money out of nothing and lend it to us at interest. Guys, you got to read that booklet. It's an incredible booklet, and it goes into detail. He exposed all of this stuff back in the early 80s when he wrote this, and of course, he's gone on with the Lord. Now, may he rest in peace. But the point is, guys, it all boils back down to what happened in 1913 with that blithering idiot Woodrow Wilson. And Taft, who I mentioned the other day, who ran a third party, who took the Republican nomination away from Roosevelt, and Taft, who was a member of Skull and Bones, our first Skull and Bones president. It was to bring in the Federal Reserve Bank. That's how they did it, Austin. What's your next story?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. If you do your research on that, like you know as well as I do, they, I mean, it was completely secret when they met out on Jekyll Island. They didn't want anybody to know about it. All the members there basically had talked about this for years, and you can look back now from everything from 1913 forward, you can pinpoint every single thing that happened after that point, because when you start going back, nothing significant except for basically the Civil War like that happened, and that again was again controlled by the Rothschild banking cartel. It's interesting, despite the unemployment rate, which they're claiming, you know, is what, I think 4.9% in January now,
21%.
Which is total bogus. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reported in January that approximately 94 million Americans are not participating in the workforce. So that right there shows you that the whole 4.9% unemployment rate is completely skewed. While we have this going on, we have Disney now that is going in and firing hundreds and hundreds of their workers in Orlando and in California and bringing in foreign workers with H-1B visas to pay them the lowest wage possible on their pay scale. And this is interesting. This is why I tell you guys I'm so anti-Disney. It's not just because they have some incredibly satanic background to them. They do all kinds of subliminal messaging in their movies, their rides, everything. It's because they absolutely don't care about anything else but infiltrating the young generation with their filth and making billions and billions of dollars a year. Their net income, their revenue just from last year was almost $53 billion. Their actual net income was close to $9 billion last year. But yet, good, hardworking American citizens that are working for Disney, trying to make, you know, their wages so they can keep their family, everybody taken care of, have been fired now for no reason at all, no fault of their own, only because they're bringing in foreign workers on H-1B visas at extremely low wages. And now one of the retired workers now has been laid off, came out. He said the foreign workers that replaced us here in Orlando were flown in just weeks before. It's Disney employee Leo Piero told the Fox Business Network. He said they came in on a visa called the H-1B visa. I don't know what they're paying. However, the bulk of these people that applied for the visa are at the very lowest pay scale out of everything we have. They all claim to come in on these visas because they are better than Americans at work, yet they come in on the lowest pay scales. And what's interesting is that nobody realizes how bad this is starting to affect our country when we're doing this, when we're actually laying off hardworking Americans and bringing their replacements in as low-paid foreign workers. This is what Trump keeps bringing up repeatedly. And I know a lot of these guys, they've talked about some of the stuff in with his other businesses that he had that he's brought in, you know, foreign workers and stuff. What they're not telling you is it's also job descriptions that they couldn't get filled with American workers here. And so he had foreign workers working for him. I have yet to see one single instance where Trump has gone in and had a business and laid off an entire section, large populations of his workforce, and completely replaced them with foreign workers because he can pay them less. This is what he's talking about right here. It's the perfect example why we have to try and keep the jobs at home and support the American population. I just told you the Department of Labor statistics is saying 94 million Americans are not participating in the workforce. That's a third of our country, guys. A third of our country, almost. this is not acceptable anymore.
Well, it just tells you that the unemployment rate is well over 20%. The only reason that we haven't had complete and total rioting in the streets and starvation by the millions is because they're giving those EBT cards and all of these people are getting these food stamps. And that's what the whole thing is. You basically, they've gotten to the point where they've just given up on getting a decent job. They can get divorced. They can have three or four kids. Their wife can apply for all of this aid. They can get $30,000-$40,000 a year from the taxpayers that are still pulling the cart and basically sit around and watch TV and play video games all day or watch porn. And that's what they're doing, Austin. And the sad part about it is it's all being subsidized through the population of the planet that actually continues to work, which is getting less and less and less. Here's something interesting. Medical marijuana has been legalized on the entire continent of Australia. Now, I'm going to say something which I really don't talk about much on the show. Medical marijuana has been used a lot now to fight different types of cancers. Medical marijuana is really bad for young boys who are developing their brains because of the estrogen and because of what it does to their brain chemistry. They should never, ever, ever be on it unless it's a last-ditch resort trying to save their life by using medical marijuana if they have some type of cancer. If a man is in his 25, 30 years old and his brain's already fully gelled up, if he smokes medical marijuana trying to stay alive, it's not going to affect brain chemistry in any kind of bad way. The only time this is bad is when he's young. Now, I don't endorse marijuana. I've never smoked marijuana. I've never encouraged anybody to do this. But putting people in prison and putting primarily almost all black people into prison for doing this is just complete and total nonsense, Austin. Here's another article. Oklahoma bill that would end warrantless drone spying is hinder some federal surveillance passes committee, okay? This is back in Oklahoma again. The 10th Amendment Center, an Oklahoma bill that would significantly limit drone surveillance in the state and also serve to thwart one aspect of the federal surveillance state, passed out of an important committee last week. Representative Paul Wesselhoff introduced House Bill 22337, titled the Oklahoma Unmanned Aerial Surveillance Act. The bill requires law enforcement to obtain a warrant before conducting drone surveillance in most cases. It also includes an outright prohibition on the use of weaponized drones. What do you think about that, Oz?
I think that's an extremely good policy to enact. I mean, there's absolutely no reason that you can start doing drone surveillance on anybody. There's no legitimate reason without getting a search warrant. Because the problem is, when you take that restriction off, when you just allow unfettered overview and surveillance without any type of warrant, without any type of probable cause to look at this, the line is, it's completely blurred at that point. We've seen this so many times now in states where, you know, somebody, cop shows up and they just bust him through the door without a warrant because they end up getting mad about something. The drones are a really, really, they're a cool aspect and they're a really dangerous aspect. But you have to, they're there. They're there now. They're like guns are. They're here, so you better figure out how to use them correctly and safely. And I think this is a good idea, especially not allowing them to be weaponized. There's no reason we need to have weaponized drones on the United States for civilian American surveillance at all. That's completely and totally unacceptable in my book.
I agree. Here's the next article. This is from Mass Privatile. DHS uses Captain Chaos in code red to keep Americans scared. DHS's never-ending war to keep Americans in fear show no signs of waning as hundreds of thousands of people get signed to receive emergency alerts on their smartphones. DH fear-mongering, Captain Chaos, is so ridiculous the words escape me. Watch DHS use a man in a cape to encourage people to give them their information. Emergencies can take many different shapes. The good news is that a little preparation will go a long way making sure that you and your family are okay. New Hampshire's government's website says, remember that when disaster strikes, your family will depend on you. You will be the superhero. FEMA and DHS have even nicknamed their fear program America's Prepare-a-thon, where they encourage everyone to send their personal information to Big Brother using DHS's very own Make a Plan document. Guys, this is all about fear. It's about keeping us in a low energy state, feeding the fear, feeding these demons that control this planet now, feeding these people with the energy they require. I've talked about it in detail on Hagmann. I'll be back on Hagmann's show again on the 11th of this month, which will be Friday in 1 week, and we'll be talking more about this. But guys, listen to me. Love casts out fears, what the Word of God says. So fear not, Jesus always said when people would see an angel or when people talk to him, or the angels would say, fear not, for I'm with thee. Listen to me, guys. We walk in love. We walk in understanding. We don't walk in fear. Timothy says, we're not born of a spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind or self-discipline. Guys, it's not about fear. If you know who Jesus Christ is, if you accepted him as your personal Lord and Savior, you are now in covenant with God Almighty in his dimension. You've been given authority over all the lower dimensions. You do not have to walk in fear. You have authority. And that's what they're scared to death about, that we're going to take our authority back and get out of this fear mindset they put us into. Guys, listen to me. We're not of this world. We're just passing through. It's not about what we get here or what we have here. It's about doing the best we can to bring honor and glory to God while we are here and accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And that's my sermon of the day. You got another comment or show in Story Oz?
No, you're good. That's why everybody needs to be, stay prayed up as much as you can and stay as strong as you can and as prepared as you can. A lot of people try and confuse those two and say, well, if you're being prepared or you have food or you're ready for this, it must be because you're scared. No, it's not because I'm scared. It's because I'm smart. If I was scared, I'd be sitting in a corner, locked up in my house, not talking about anything, not going anywhere because I was scared I was going to die. That's not the case at all. I like to be prepared, and I feel confident when I'm prepared to do things. And the more everybody around us, the more society, the more America as a whole is more prepared for any situation that may arise in the future, the stronger we're going to be able to handle that situation, and the better we're going to be able to help everyone else out in that situation. Instead of everybody being so obsessed with me, me, me all the time, look how much me I can get, my iPhone, my iPad, my iWatch, I. That's what everybody's obsessed about now. Nobody wants to take the time to help anybody else on the side of the road. They don't want to take a guy, a homeless guy, and go get him pizza. They don't want to do this for anybody. Everybody's so obsessed with me. And see, it's not just about preparing you. It's about getting your family prepared, your friends prepared, everybody around you to any type of situation that arises. It's not that big of a deal because you're ready for it. You don't live in fear. You're prepared. That way you have no fear. You can walk all day and be confident in Jesus Christ and that you've done the best you can to be prepared for any situation that arises.
No, that's exactly right. See, here's the thing, and I've told you this, guys, before. We have the sword of the Spirit with us, the power, the angels, everything else on us already. Okay, we have the ability with our Second Amendment to carry guns. I mean, we have all of this stuff. There is absolutely no reason to walk in fear or to live in fear. In fact, there's no reason to have a job that you hate and a career that you hate for the rest of your life. This is still America. That's why they're trying to destroy this, because they want to make sure they can reduce us to third world status. Another article from Trump. He and I said this last night. We are going to be a united, much bigger party, and we're going to win big in November. This is the real clear politics. Donald Trump holds a press conference instead of a victory speech following Super Tuesday, several wins in the Republican presidential primary. Trump said the party has become more inclusive, dynamic, and diverse since his entrance into the race. The Republican frontrunner said that he will unify the party and lead it to victory in November. I believe that too, Austin. I really do. Next article. Trump drives Republican turnout to record. We mentioned this a minute ago. Democrats lack enthusiasm. This is from the Washington Times. Republicans continue to shatter turnout records in their presidential primaries and caucuses Tuesday, while Democrats lag behind in what analysts say was a clear indication of the enthusiasm gap heading into the general election. Virginia easily broke its GOP record of 664,000 votes from 2000 and was nearing the 1 million mark. That would be four times the turnout of 2012's primary. I mean, this is just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. We need to understand something, guys. It's not going to get smaller with Trump. He's going to bring more and more people in as more and more people take him seriously, and he realizes, and people start to realize, that they're going to have make a choice between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. I'm telling you this right now. Mitt Romney cannot beat Hillary Clinton. If they put Mitt Romney in instead of Donald Trump, it's because they want to lose this election, which they do. They want to lose the election. That's why they're doing that. I mean, it's unbelievable this kind of stuff's actually happening, and it's actually happening as we are seeing this stuff awesome around us. Now, here's another article. New billboards are now beginning to film you in the United States. The billboards are filming you. Then they will use your mobile phone to follow you. Why? Because they've tracked you with your mobile phone. It's been linked into them, into the smart grid. Activist post. On Monday, the next generation of corporate surveillance was deployed, a new kind of billboard that utilizes surveillance triangulation, the likes of which we've never seen. According to the article entitled, See That Billboard? It May See You. Clear Channel Outdoor America has partnered with a bevy of tech and data companies, including AT&T, to combine billboard surveillance and location-based mobile data in order to study people's travel patterns and shopping behaviors. This program called Radar will hit 11 major markets this coming Monday. Clear Channel plans on expanding Radar to the entire nation within 1 year. Told you, told you, told you. They have locked you into the smart grid with the iPhones, the iPads, the cell phones, the Gwen towers, the cell towers, your appliances, your refrigerator, your TVs. They want to contact you anytime they want to contact you through radio waves and have you feel any way you want to, they want to make you feel. They're doing it through the Morgellons antenna. I talked about this last week in detail and how they've tied it into our bodies and how they're transmitting our DNA and our very thoughts into the doggone AI, the artificial intelligence. That's what this whole thing's about. It's complete and total takeover of the power, the grid, your mind, the thoughts, the actions of the people on this planet. Apple said, we want to put an iPhone in the hand of every single person on the planet. Of course they do. With the smart dust infiltration into our bodies now, with the nanosensors that we've all been tagged with, they can track us and make us think and do whatever they want to do with a certain frequency if they hit it with us. If they hit us with a certain frequency, we'll get nauseous. You can read the book, The Men Who Stare at Goats. This technology is 30, 40 years old. They hit you with a certain frequency, you're going to get nauseous. Another frequency, you're going to have diarrhea. Another frequency, you're going to be totally depressed. Another frequency, you'll be elated. Another frequency, you'll be suicidal. I mean, they have the ability. They know this. Stuff and they can broadcast any of this stuff through the Gwen towers, through those giant things that are out in the ocean. What do they call, Lawson? The big round towers. I forgot what they are. I talked about them a few weeks ago. Also, the cell towers and all this stuff and all these appliances. This is a complete and total grid, an electrical grid they put us into. Because remember, we are an energy wave. That's all we are. We are a frequency on this planet. We are part of this holographic universe that God put us in. And what they've done, they found out how to manipulate it, manipulate your very psyche to their will and to their wishes. And this is what they've done this on a regular basis. I talked about this in depth back in December and back in November on the Hagman Show. If you guys want to go back and listen to it, it's a three-hour show, both of them, on Doug Hagman, Hagman & Hagman. Go back and listen to it. Both those shows have gone viral, the one in November and the one in December. The one I did back in last summer on Nagelase, that one, according to all the links it went to, has got over 3 million views, according to Doug. Guys, listen to me. We're making a difference. We're all working together. But we've got to start talking about this stuff to other people and warn them. Turn your stuff off at night. Get shields put around it. Put it in a metal briefcase. Do whatever you want to do it if you're traveling, if you don't want to be tracked. I'm telling you, this is going to get bigger and more invasive the further down this road we go. What do you think, Austin?
Oh, yeah. Well, the whole spying billboard, as soon as you talked about that article, the first thing that came to my mind was Minority Report with Tom Cruise.
That's right.
If you guys have never seen that movie before, I suggest you watch it if you want a little glimpse of what the future is going to hold for us if we allow stuff like this to continue to escalate. There's a scene when he goes to the mall, and all it is what does is all these things on the wall, these scanners. They scan everything, photo you, videotape you. They scan your face when you walk in. What they do is the whole time you're walking through the mall, they put all these billboards and advertisements up right in your face on these holograms about stuff that you would probably like, you know, Lexus, you know, Mercedes, cologne, anything you can think of that pops up in front of him. And that's the first thing I thought of when you were talking about the spying billboards. And you're exactly right. That's exactly what they're trying to push it to. Because if they can get an entire grid system, there will be nowhere to go. That's the same thing you see in the movie. Once you're in the system like this and there's full surveillance state around you 24/7, you cannot go anywhere, you cannot do anything, you cannot watch anything, you cannot buy anything without them knowing every single aspect of your move all day long. And that's exactly what they want. So when you start seeing and hearing about billboards and stuff like this, be very, very, very weary of it. And like Dad said, don't, you know, leave your cell phone in your car, put it in one of those cases. I mean, you can even wrap in aluminum foil from what I've been told. A lot of times that causes disruption in the signal. There's a lot of different things you can do. You can look them up online. But just my biggest suggestion to a lot of people is get used to being separated from your phone for extended periods of time. Listen, guys, there's nothing wrong with not having your phone with you if you're in situations, you know, that may not call for it. Now, I know I understand a lot of times if you're traveling somewhere, if you need to get a hold of somebody, but everybody needs to understand that these phones, these staring at these blue screens 10, 12, 15 hours a day, first off, it's not healthy. Second all, it's putting everybody in this fictionary mindset. Everybody believes they're like in this different realm. That's why things like Facebook, Instagram, all this stuff now have gotten so big. Everybody wants to live in this fantasy land that doesn't exist. You have to get used to not having your phones with you. I mean, I talked to somebody a while back ago, and they had left their phone at home when they went to work, which wasn't a big deal, I thought. And they were, like, freaking out. They were like, I didn't know what to do. I felt so lost. They're like, I didn't know what to do my entire day. I couldn't even finish my day out at work. I had to leave early. I had to get back home. And I just kind of laughed at them. Like, I thought they were joking. They were being serious. And I was like, wow, that's really pathetic. I feel sorry for you. Like, if your life's that dull, you have to have your cell phone with you 24/7. Everybody has to understand, do yourself a favor and separate yourself from your phone as much as safely possible. There's no reason to have that thing strapped on your hip or buried in your face all the time. Me and Dad already talked about the whole texting and driving the other day. I'm not going to get into that. I'll just get mad again. But just drop your cell phone occasionally. You don't need it all the time, man.
Well, no, just turn it off. I mean, we always turn ours off at night. You know, and the biggest problem, I mean, I wish people wouldn't even call me on my cell phone because I don't like holding that radioactive thing. It's not radioactive. I got to make sure I don't say it's radioactive. It's not radioactive, but it's a microwave, okay? It puts out a microwave signal. It puts out microwaves. I mean, it will cook your brain if you hold it up to your head. That's why it gets so hot when you run it for a long period of time. This is not safe technology to be holding close to your body or putting on your hip. It's already been shown to cause problems with ovaries and everything else with girls. So don't let your young girls carry it in their back pockets. Don't do that. Get them one of those shields if they're going to be walking around with it. They can put around the cell phone, keep it in it. But they're not going to want to do that because they won't be able to get any calls or messages on it. But it should be only for the use of an emergency. But guys, thank you so much for listening today. We're about to run out of time. I want to go ahead and let you know that if you'd like to support us, you go to healthmasters.com. We have a newsletter that we put out a couple times a week, three or four times a week. Plus, we send you updates as to who the guests on the show are going to be. So, guys, you know, thank you for listening. Healthmasters.com, free newsletter, no cost whatsoever. Just go and sign up for it. Thank you for your support. Thank you for getting your supplements from us. We produce some of the highest quality nutraceutical supplements in the world. I think they're the absolute best. People tell us from all over the world we ship our products, how much better they feel, how much more energy they have. I just got off the phone talking to a Heisman Trophy winner from Florida State University from a few years ago. Who's now on our program is doing great on it. He was asking about muscle cramps. And by the way, if you have a problem with muscle cramps, especially in this heat coming up or you're doing athletics or you're training, get some of our salt from our office that we sell, mix it in some organic chicken broth, and drink about a quart of that twice a day if you're having muscle cramps. It's absolutely amazing what it will do as far as helping to eliminate muscle cramps. Or if you're jumping up in the middle of the night with muscle cramps, do that. Just sweeten it. Just put enough salt to make it taste good. Like it tastes like a little bit of salty chicken soup. Drink
our natural mind salt, not our bath salts.
That's right. Oh, yeah. No, not our bath salts. Our natural mind salts. The edible salt. Don't eat the bath salts. They're not good for you. They're bad. It's magnesium chloride. Don't want to put that in your stomach. It's going to make you very sick. So we love you guys. We appreciate you guys. Thank you for your support. Thank you for listening. Thank you for making us one of the fastest radio talk show, growing talk shows in the country right now. We appreciate you guys. And thank you for using the 24-hour listen line on a regular basis. We appreciate your support on that, too. Austin, go ahead and close.
Yes, absolutely. We appreciate the support. If you guys need anything, as always, like I tell you all the time, give us a call or email us on the website at healthmasters.com. You can type in contact into the top search bar, and you can fill out our contact form, and it'll go directly to me and Dad. Or you can give us a call up at 1-800-726-1834. You guys are great. If you need anything, give us a call. Let us know. We're here for you. You guys have a blessed night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Love you guys. See you tomorrow.